County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. And Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she's exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See the law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. Okay, let's do our John DeVoe warning slash encouragement.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yes. Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means. At the point that he comes on the line, he'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to say what he needs to say. Starts doing a public service announcement or starts rambling, we'll cut it off for your mental protection. Let's go to the phones to John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good.
Did you win as a delegate?
You know what? I haven't gotten the results yet because they usually put that type of information in the advertiser. But when I, at least every other time that I run for office, that information was in the advertiser the very next day. But I didn't see the numbers for the delegates in there afterwards. I just saw the other candidates listed in the advertising. So I have to get with the Montgomery Election Center to find out what the numbers are.
There you go.
But I had read on my brother's niece's Facebook page, his wife's sister's daughter's Facebook page, where she had been laid off from her job. And
yeah.
So she had went to apply for unemployment, and she you know, they said they'd get back with her, and she said she went to talk to the people at her rent office, and they had closed the rent office so sometime after April. But, you know, she's used to getting going to work and getting paid at a certain time, and she's got all her bills to pay and everything, and you know, she's kind of going through some real uncertainty. I had heard somebody say that 175 million Americans live from paycheck to paycheck and have less than $400 saved. And, you know, so, you know, she's going through some real difficulty now because she lost her job.
Well, the good news is these package that they did yesterday should help her out.
You know, hopefully so. You know, you got bills, you know, rent and car payment and insurance and all that. Some people cannot afford to live without a paycheck.
Let me say again, and hopefully what they did in Washington yesterday or last night will help her.
But, you know, I was talking to my brother today, and he was saying, I have 11 older siblings, and I think I've heard you utilize this term, too. He called it germ warfare.
Okay.
He's a veteran, too, just like I am, and he said, well, you know, it's just germ warfare.
Let me ask you something. Are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest, yes, of 12.
Wow, so they decided to stop after you, huh?
Yeah, I'm the last one.
We're going to keep doing it until we get it right.
But, you know, like in the military, you know, you go through chemical and biological, in the Army, they call it chemical and biological warfare training. And I was talking to one of my other siblings today who's a retired Marine with over 30 years of honorable service, and he said Marines, they call it nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare training. But listen, everybody be safe, and peace and blessings to everybody, my sincerest and dearest. And I have another brother, and he says all we can do is, you know, put our faith in God and pray and hope that he'll see us through.
There you go. I appreciate you.
You as well. You have a good day.
Thank you. Yep.
Mnuchin says checks for Americans would be about $1,000 per person, $500 per child. Interesting. So more help is coming, John.
See? You just have to be patient.
I'll be blunt here. Like, in my current situation, I'll take it, but I'm not the type of person who needs it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hope we get
What they're going to do is they're going to find out they're going to overshoot the runway here, by a long shot. I don't think, and, you know, I think there's a difference between losing your job and not being able to go to your job for a while. So we'll see what they come up with here. Let's go back to the good doctor, and then we'll kind of get into the package that came out. So this is the Surgeon General, Adams, a great guy, incubation period. Listen in.
As people get up, and today is day 4 of your 15 days to stop the spread, as people get up in the morning and they see the number of corona cases in the United States going up, that disturbs them. It's like, oh, it's going the wrong way. But at the same time, because we are trying to stop the spread and flatten the curve, as people have heard a million times, that's having an impact, even though you're sitting at home all alone and on the couch thinking, what am I doing?
Well, incubation period for coronavirus on average is 5 days, can be up to 14 days. So the cases you're seeing right now are a reflection of what was happening 2 weeks ago. And also, you're seeing increased testing. So you're going to see a big blip over the next week just because more of these tests are coming in. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be continuing to lean into these efforts, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to work. We're not going to see the results for 2 to 3 weeks, but that's why it's so important that we do the right things now.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Things are getting better, Dan.
How come?
I went to Walmart today and found everything I needed.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I saw two weird things. Well, I saw one weird thing today and one good thing. First weird thing was this. I came down the first aisle. And here comes a guy with a full-fledged gas mask on.
He's
got, I ain't kidding, Dan. This thing's got the side filters on each side and the cover over his face. you know, plexiglass. I mean, it was unbelievable. Looked like you just stepped out of a spaceship or something. There's a few weirdos out there, Dan.
There are indeed.
I was talking to this older man, older than me, a wise man, I guess. And I came up beside him, and we were on an aisle there. It had some empty places. He said, son, let me tell you something. If we were under socialism, this is what you would see every day when you came shopping. He said, but we're under capitalism, and this thing is going away pretty quick.
I hope so.
But he was right. If we were a socialist country, you'd be doing this every day of your life, trying to find stuff in the stores, because they will always be running out. So, but it's getting better. People are calming down, I think. I'm glad to see the governor shutting down the beaches, and I see in Florida some of the local officials shutting down the beaches.
Yeah, I saw that. We announced that.
Yeah, those crazy people down there on the beach. But I've pared it down, Dan, to my time is spent when I'm in my house is Gunsmoke, the president's press conferences, and News 93.1.
All right, good choices.
And then I don't get all freaked out with all the stuff in between. It's a bunch of propaganda. So any thoughts from you on does it look like it's getting better?
No, let me tell you here, that's a great question, and this is the way I judge it, is that when you see the number of new cases hit a plateau or go down, prefer to have it go down, then that will be a we're turning the corner type look. And then what our ratio is of tests to deaths. And what you're going to do is you're going to see more cases come in because we're doing more testing. But right. that should peak in about 2 weeks and or maybe less. And what we're looking for is that down number.
Yeah, and I think once we hit that spot where it peaks and it starts tapering down, I think it'll help people with, you know, their attitudes, their optimism. And, you know, this country can do that. You know, look at all the things that they're investigating now, you know, different medicines and other things to do. And, you know, you're not going to get this in a lot of other countries. But, you know, the Americans can do whatever they want to do if they, you know, once they set their mind to it. So
that, let me tell you something. That's exactly right. That's something my father taught me. And he didn't say you. He was saying Americans can do whatever they set their mind to if they'll just get out and give it all their energy. And I have lived by those words all my life.
Yeah. It's real cool. But I ran into a guy today in the store, too. I know him. My daughter used to date his son back in their high school days. But his daughter's getting married and supposed to be getting married in another 2 months. But he said, well, I don't know about that. And he said, I know they're not going on their honeymoon. I said, well, where do they plan to go on their honeymoon? He said, Italy.
Yeah, they're definitely not going there.
He said, yeah, that's been closed down. Yeah, he said, it'd be better just to go to Brewster's and have some ice cream.
Yeah, Italy had their largest single day of deaths yesterday at 420-something. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Something going on there.
Well, what happened is the Chinese lied to them, and the Chinese sent their workers over there to work in Milan. And
yeah, I saw that. Something about digging ditches or something?
No,
or,
well, leather work. We had one called
leather work. Oh, that's right, leather work, yeah. Can you, and so what does that make our president look like? He shut it down. He stopped all that. Just think if all that, if the president hadn't stopped all this interaction with China and letting them, you know, come over here and do things. I mean, good grief. We would have had a worse time of it.
Yeah, but let me tell you what, the press is not going to give him credit for anything. Nothing.
Well, They haven't given him credit since he's been in office, Dan, and he just keeps on going. Who cares?
Yeah, he's starting to push back on the press. The press is getting a little obnoxious, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. These jerks and these, when they do these updates, are just getting on my nerves.
Oh, and the response definitely hasn't been perfect from the federal government, but they're just trying to, at this point, nitpick. And it's a lot of gotcha questions that presume the president's guilty of some mistake or he doesn't care. It's just ridiculous.
Well,
Jim, thanks for the telephone call. We've got a break here. You have a good one.
Have a great one.
Thank you. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Feeling about a half past dead. I just needed some place where I could lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where I can find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No is all he said.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
727-292-228. That's where we are. Just kind of change up a little bit. Y'all were with the telephone call from John DeVoe talking about people having needs out here. Let's do Jillian Turner on the White House proposal.
Do you consider America to be on a wartime footing in terms of fighting this virus?
I do. I actually do. I view it as a, in a sense, a wartime president. I mean, that's what we're fighting. I mean, it's a very tough situation. You have to do things. You have to close parts of an economy that 6 weeks ago were the best they've ever been.
Jillian Turner is live at the White House with the latest. Jillian, it sounds like while the president has invoked the powers, Democrats are pushing him to actually use those powers.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Ed. So just a couple of minutes ago, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced the plan the administration's going to push to Congress is going to include $1,000 per person, $500 per child. This is in direct payments to the American public. No word from him yet, though, on who exactly is going to be eligible for this payment. Even before this announcement, though, sources here this morning describing the last 24 hours as a total, complete game changer for President Trump. He said, essentially, the soundbite you played there, the entire nation's on a war footing. You saw him sign the Defense Production Act yesterday. That act essentially gives the federal government the authority to compel private sector businesses to ramp up manufacturing and distribution of critical medical supplies. The sentiment here really, though, when it comes to public health, it's now the time to go big or go home. Take a listen.
Never had to even think in terms of these numbers, but we need millions of masks and all of that will be ordered. We need respirators. We need ventilators is a big thing because it's a complex piece of equipment. So we have a lot of ventilators, but we're going to be ordering more.
So everybody's fixed on this ventilator stuff. And Morning Joe today was just obnoxious of his. Everybody's the loading of their video clips is something's wrong because I guess it's because they're changing their work, working from home and things like that, and they're not able to do as proficient of a job. But I wanted so badly to play the first 6 minutes of Morning Joe. They were, I dare say the word, obnoxious. They were so obnoxious in what they were saying and so much wrong information. You know, CDC said, you know, you should use bandanas and torn surgical sheets. And if you read in the bottom of the story from the Washington Post, it's in a case of emergency. And so they do that kind of stuff all the time. I mean, but they're so ill-prepared that this is crazy. And then the stuff of talking about how, you know, he keeps saying that it isn't going to happen, it's not going to happen, and he lies. And I think he's been very forthright with this whole thing. He's much more somber this week than he was 2 weeks ago by a long shot. So let's stay with Jillian Turner talking about more measures coming.
The Surgeon General told Fox News Channel this morning that this Defense Production Act is going to make it a whole lot easier for the public and private sectors to work together in the coming weeks and months. Take a listen.
Defense Production Act means the president can take over production, but we've had good conversations with 3M, with ventilator manufacturers, to really get them to ramp up their production. And the bill passed last night means that 3M now can make 30 million additional N95 masks available to medical professionals across the country. Wow.
That's not all. The federal government is now considering really an entire suite of measures to enable the federal government to ramp up efforts to take charge. This includes claiming a stake in large companies they bail out and then covering revenue losses for small businesses. Let's take a look at the numbers. There are now 9,415 confirmed cases in the homeland. This places America firmly among the top 10 countries worldwide in terms of cases. Again, this morning, prompting Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, just a little while ago to put out a statement saying President Trump needs to not just sign but actually invoke all his powers, his full powers under the Defense Production Act. This morning, she said folks on the front lines, doctors, hospitals, nurses who are treating sick Americans are really being jeopardized. This money is going to help them get to where they need to be in the coming days.
The other thing is that MSNBC is all about beating up Fox now, and Fox lying, and Fox carrying the water, and Fox scaring people unnecessarily, Fox making, you know, telling people it's all okay. And the true tellers are MSNBC and CNN, to Joe Scarborough's mind. It just is amazing. They're getting their butts kicked by Fox in the news cycle. Getting their butts, I mean, Morning Joe, Trump was right. Their numbers are terrible. They were at 385,000 people.
Oh, that is terrible.
I mean, you have radio shows that have more people than that.
Regional radio shows.
And a city. Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. But they're getting their butts kicked, and they know it. People don't like them. They think they're nuts. Okay, so COVID-19, what Trump is doing, listen into this.
And this is where we stand this morning in the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 9,400 reported cases here in the United States across all 50 states now. The number of deaths in this country has jumped to at least 152.
President Trump now says he considers himself a wartime president because of the coronavirus. Last night, he signed a $100 billion emergency aid package into law. It includes free virus testing for every American, paid sick leave, and expanded unemployment benefits. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, President Trump is also expected to reveal a significant development from the FDA this morning. What do we know about that?
The White House is being very tight-lipped with any details, but the president could talk about a potential treatment for the coronavirus. He has also mentioned that researchers are working on a test that people could give themselves. In the meantime, he has taken a series of stunning steps that underscore just how serious this outbreak is, even activating FEMA to level one, the highest level across the country.
Okay, so this is CBS that's doing this. Now, they're going to get down to this racist thing on China, and they're going to mention this towards the end of the story. Listen in.
Before meeting with a group of nurses on the front lines, President Trump said he was using the full power of the federal government to combat the coronavirus.
We'll be invoking the Defense Production Act.
The president signed a Korean War-era law that compels manufacturing companies to produce certain goods during a crisis, like masks and other protective gear for health workers, though he later said it was for a worst-case scenario. One major concern is having enough ventilators to help patients breathe.
We have a specific number of ventilators in the stockpile. It's in excess of 10,000, and you just heard the announcement from the Department of Defense. They'll be adding several more thousand to that.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are working on a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to bail out the airline and hotel industries, help small businesses, and even send money directly to Americans in need.
We are moving rapidly because the situation demands it.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warned that's only a quick fix.
This is not a time for small thinking. This is not a time for small measures. This is a time to be bold, to be aggressive.
President Trump is also under fire for frequently referring to coronavirus as the Chinese virus. The president says the virus originated in China, and he's pushing back on a Chinese official who had suggested the U.S. military brought the disease to Wuhan.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. I want to be accurate.
But many Asian Americans say it is racist and that the president's actions have led to a growing number of attacks on the community, both verbal and physical.
Notice that the attacks are because of what Trump is saying. It's not people just having an opinion about something. It's what Trump, they are citing Trump as the reason. That is incredible. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. As reported, coronavirus cases approach 11,000 in the United States with 154 deaths. President Trump says he wants a rush on potential treatments.
As we race to develop a vaccine, we're also pursuing antiviral therapies.
And old malaria drugs showing promises of potential treatment. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, meantime, is concerned about a surge at hospitals as these cases spread.
Every state is shopping for ventilators. We're shopping for ventilators. We literally have people in China shopping for ventilators, which is one of the largest manufacturers. So this is a major problem.
Fox has told the Navy hospital ship Mercy will set sail from San Diego to Seattle. It's hard hit there sometime in the next 4 days to provide auxiliary hospital beds for non-coronavirus patients. Part of the White House financial relief plan is two payments of $1,000 per adult. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Spring begins officially today the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go.
272-9228.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Aldo. Aldo, welcome aboard.
It's your best friend, Aldo.
Hey, Aldo.
Listen, you know, we can go back in history a little bit and look at the Second World War and look at Hitler, the leader of Germany. Who did he demonize in his speeches? Who did he blame for the depression? The Jews, and what happened? What is it? What did the people of Germany do? Not just break glasses or front windows of their stores, but actually beat these people up and kill some Jews. The same thing happens when any leader of any country demonizes a group. As an example, Mexicans are this and that. Muslims are this and that. Do you know that a Sikh? You know, Sikh religion in India, they were turbans. Did you know that a Sikh was killed by someone thinking that he was a Muslim and a terrorist?
Okay.
And so a leader has to watch what they say, because a leader that has influence will create all these awful things, you know, like innocent people getting beaten up, murdered. Or I know people, let's say you're a foreigner and you're Asian, you stay in your house because you're afraid that people have certain assumptions about you. And it's caused by the leaders of the country. You know, instead of saying that we're all one people, we let's help each other, et cetera, et cetera. No. Okay, so I wanted to just tell you that.
Let me ask you a couple questions here. Vera? Yeah, I was listening to you. I'm the only one, though. It's a problem. Aldo, let me ask you. So you think Trump calling it a China virus has created somebody attacking someone?
Absolutely.
Wait. You said absolutely. What is your proof of that? What is your proof of that?
Why would someone start attacking, let's say, Asian people or Chinese people if it wasn't prompted on television, et cetera, et cetera, especially by a president?
Aldo, you amaze me how you can join. Just hang on. Let's have a conversation. Don't just keep talking. The way you can join things is unbelievable. So you don't think that when this was happening, and where NBC Nightly News would open up, from Wuhan, China, we're tracking the virus. And you don't think people saw that and realized that it came from China. And you're blaming Donald Trump for saying the China virus. You never heard the media say Wuhan, China. You never heard those two words used together.
Of course I did.
Okay, then shut up. Aldo, you're just amazing to me how you fix something to Donald Trump and you don't use anything towards ABC, NBC, and CBS highlighting this in their opening segments. I played it several times on this show. I would do the NBC Nightly News opener, and where they go, from Wuhan, China. China, you know, desperation because of the virus, coronavirus.
I'm amazed at your show, because it's like a mutual admiration society. Nobody disagrees. They call out, they all agree with all this stuff. It's unbelievable to me. Like, there's no one that disagrees with what you people are talking about. I do. And this is one.
Fine for you to disagree. The question I'm having is, why do you disagree? You think something because you have a preconceived notion about someone.
Hitler. You can go back in history and see leaders that demonized.
You're conjoining two things that don't connect. And what you're talking about is the night of glass. My stepfather was there of the night of glass. He was studying in Darmstadt, Germany to get his PhD when Hitler was in power. Saw Hitler speak twice. Was there in the night of glass. Was there when the Nazis came in and took the Jewish professors from his university.
No, it proves my point. If a leader of a country demonizes a group,
you're taking a Hitler speech where he's talking about your problems that are happening in the motherland are all one group's fault, and saying that is equal to Donald Trump calling it the China virus. You're making those two things equal. That is stupid. That is absolutely ignorant on your part.
Let's move to the next step of thinking, please.
Okay, go.
When he was talking about Mexicans were racist and
He wasn't talking in entirety. He was talking about people coming over our border and who would make up some of the groups.
But there were no explanations. Those are the words used. Why did he stop, let's say, Muslims were coming into the country? Branding all Muslims as terrorists.
No, he didn't. He never said that. What are you talking about? If all Muslims, what is the largest Muslim nation? He didn't ban Dan. That country.
Dan.
What?
It's like talking bad about your mother. You're in love with Trump.
My problem is I am the opposite of you. You take a mind that everything Trump does is wrong, and you're not just using logic. I got to go, buddy. You're frustrating. Papa B, welcome to the Dan Morris Common Sense Show.
Hey, Liz, I need to go back and take some more lithium after that, Dan.
Unbelievable.
Papa B, your connection's really bad there.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can call back. I can do that.
Why don't you call back? You call me right back. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I've called you several times. I've got a master's in public health and from Tulane, and of course,
the green wave.
Unfortunately, yes. But anyway, one of the courses I took was epidemiology. And it's interesting that when you look at epidemiology, of course, you're trying to discover the source of a disease. And I guess the classic course we studied back was when a cholera outbreak occurred in England. And they were trying to, that was the first kind of known epidemiology research, but it was traced to a well that was near a privy. And the privy seeped into the well, resulting in cholera. And I guess I'm relating this back to this virus. We know it occurred in China, but we don't have a lot of research to say what was the original source of it.
Right.
And that's the interesting fact. The idiot that you talked to earlier, I mean, that's, they don't have any knowledge of epidemiology, I guess. But anyway.
Among other things.
Well, I won't go there. You can. But anyway, I found it very interesting. That's kind of where we are. And if you kind of watch the people talking on Fox and other things, they kind of slip back and forth. And you can see they're trying to relate to epidemiology. Where did it begin? How did it happen? What caused this? And who knows? I mean, some of the people speculate this came from sources of the food that Chinese people eat. So I don't know.
Yeah, bats are another one. They have a live animal market there.
Oh, yeah.
And the bats were supposed to be.
And one of the things I heard, snake blood. They drink a lot of snake blood, which God grosses me out, but Anyway. Really? Hey, listen, put me in Sweet Creek, please.
Frank, it would be a pleasure.
41.
You got it, buddy.
Take care.
Just had a birthday. Papa B, call back now. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill.
I asked Joey if he had a bucket of ice water to throw on you.
I got a text from Chief Murphy. Damn the coronavirus, you need a hug. I love that. Love that man.
You know, somewhere on that control board, Greg Budell has a BS alarm. You need to learn that bucket, where that button is. You could just push that, and then everybody would know that what they're saying is BS.
Well, I think everybody knows that what they're saying is BS just by listening to it.
Anyway, what I was calling about was, have you heard any new numbers? Because I'm kind of getting the feeling that some of the numbers don't add up. What I heard this morning on Alabama News was there was only 51 confirmed cases in Alabama.
We can look that up.
So I'm kind of curious because I think it was on 50 yesterday, and the guy turned up at the Hyundai plant, and I heard somebody else turned up in Elmore. So I'm wondering how accurate our numbers are.
Well, the two hot spots are Birmingham and Lee County. And,
yeah, I agree.
So I think we've got one. Elmore had one. I don't know about Otago County, but I'll look it up. The
latest numbers at Elmore at 5.
5?
Yeah.
I think they said that the guy in that the Hyundai plant may live in Wilcox County.
That's a haul there.
Yeah, well, good jobs are hard to find, and I understand those are pretty good ones.
Oh, they're great jobs.
Did you see the news conference this morning with Trump?
I did.
He pushed back a little bit, didn't he?
He did. Kristen Welker is who he was pushing back against, and bless his pea-picking heart.
Well, I called another show earlier this morning and said I would wish he would start pointing people to state governors who aren't apparently doing a good job at getting some materials out, because you got all these mayors of these big cities jumping up and down hollering they can't get tests when the federal government doesn't ship tests to cities. They ship them to states.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much what Trump echoed this morning.
Yeah, and he needs, and I'm glad he did that, and he needs to do more of that.
He does. It sounded much more professional than just, we're on top of it, and we're going to do something. I found it interesting that a lot of the hospitals that have news spokesmen out talking are talking about going to China to get ventilators.
Yeah, it's one of the largest producers of ventilators in the world is China.
Do you think we'll go into military production again?
That's a great question. When you say military, you're talking about actual military versus the government basically saying, we want you to produce 100,000 ventilators in 30 days.
No, actually, I'm talking about the latter one, where they do contracts with companies that don't actually do military production on a particular item, but they start doing it because the government gives them the funds to do it. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, it's basically what happened when we ramped up in World War II, where, Ford went in, they met with Ford himself and said, we need you to produce a Jeep. And he produced the Jeep and got it out of there, got it to standards, got it out of there in record time. He was making airplanes. He was doing a bunch of stuff. But it was amazing the model that they used and how fast we got into production and of quality, not stuff where the wing falls off your airplane when you're flying it.
Yeah, you know, the M1 Grand was under military production. I used to own one that was international harvester. You see a lot of them that are were made by Singer sewing machine company.
I know. I have a Dr. Sam has one of those, and it's a collector's item.
So, you know, I think in time of war that might be a good idea, but in this case, I'm not sure I want somebody making a ventilator that I might be on that last week made sewer pumps. You know, I just
you don't equate the two.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to be put on some of those.
I hear you.
Anyway, y'all have a good day. Cool off, little Dan.
You got it, buddy. Gonna be back. George and Sheila right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
O'Reilly. Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. We have great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Need a new battery? Right now, get up to a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, believe it or not, right now is a great time to list your home. Market is still good. Coronavirus isn't stopping that.
But pulled in just behind the fridge.
That's why you need to call Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow, call Mello. They're going to help you customize an aggressive marketing plan just for your home and get the word out. Because let me tell you something, when all this kind of settles down and people get back into doing life, you want to have your property ready for sale. They qualify prospects. They don't just send folks in your house and go bug around there, move you out and get you have to leave so they get in. They really work hard for you. They help you negotiate the terms of the contract of the sale. They help you pricing. They will give you suggestions on what you may need to do to improve the odds of you selling your house, not to mention getting a better price by putting a little bit of money in and getting a return on your investment by moving your house faster. Paul and Christy Mello, great folks. I know them personally. They've been friends for a long time, family friends. 399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow. Call Paul and Christy Mello with Wallace and Moody Realty. Great company. They're smart. That's why they hired Paul and Christy. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to George. George, welcome aboard.
Dick Loris to the brother.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Listen, first of all, okay, I just got back to the office and I turned on the radio and I thought that was Boudel screaming like he's been known to do. Then the next thing is I realized who it was, and you were having flashbacks, but when you played on the Wofford Flying Squadron and you were the right guard and you were just fired up.
There you go. Ready to go.
Anyway, just enjoying the show, Joey. Enjoyed yours this earlier today, and
thank you.
Just want to say hello, and we'll kind of keep that faith alive, and we can do that with a positive attitude and kind of doing a little stuff for others to take our mind off some of this.
There you go, George. I appreciate you, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
I will. You know, I love you guys.
Love you, bro. What? All restaurants and bars are to not allow on-premise consumption?
That's a new order that just came in? Where are you getting that?
Where did that come? Shelby sent that to me.
I'll try to find that here locally.
State health officer, the chief's man. Shelby, I can't read all of it because you just sent the bottom of it, but let me see if I find out. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sheila. Sheila, welcome aboard the Dan Mark Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I have a question.
Sure.
I'm doing good. Thank you. Wouldn't you think that health professionals, hospitals, doctor's offices, the VA, would be tested to make sure they're okay before seeing patients?
I think what would happen is what they're trying to do is test people that are symptomatic. And that's kind of the strategy. And they might change that, but I know that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Because they would have to test everybody every single day if you did that.
Right. You sure would. I work at one of the VAs locally, and I know there's been no testing done there, and we're still seeing patients every day. We could possibly be giving healthy patients the virus if some of us have it.
Do y'all test people that are symptomatic, or they're symptomatic and they test negative for the flu?
That I know of, we haven't tested anybody.
Have you had somebody that's come in?
A lot of veterans are canceling appointments, too.
Yeah, I clearly have got that. I have a doctor friend that said that their cancellation for just normal checkups or their annuals has just fallen to the floor. But have you had a situation where you've had somebody come in with symptoms and have them test for the flu and they tested negative?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
That's
the point.
The only thing they have set up is a screening. They've closed off a lot of the entrances, so you have to come and go through main portals. And they have a screener set up there, and they ask you some questions when you come in, and that's pretty much it.
Are they doing Thermax, where they take your temperature with the heat sensor thermometer?
No.
Really? I would do that if I were there.